Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's start out by getting on the same page here. Let's get everybody on the same page here. So these eight terrorist suspects who were arrested inside of our country, who were arrested on American soil, they come from the Central Asian country known as Tajikistan. One of the stands is where these eight terrorist suspects came from. Let's get on the same page here. They crossed our southern border. They were not, I say again, they were not one of the gotaways that crossed our southern border, evaded detection, snuck into our country, and then got arrested later on. No. These eight terrorist suspects, who are known to have ties with ISIS, apparently, walked across our southern border, spoke to Border Patrol officials in the very watered-down, wimpy vetting process that they're being forced to use right now, and the Joe Biden administration and their policies that are supported by liberal Senator John Tester allowed these eight terrorist suspects to walk right into our country. They released them. So this wasn't a lack of resources. This wasn't that they very sneakily, craftily evaded Border Patrol. No. Our own government failed once again and failed deliberately under this administration.
Outrage on Capitol Hill after eight suspected terrorists from Tajikistan were arrested in the United States. The men, who investigators believe have ties to ISIS, crossed illegally at the U.S. southern border. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise blaming President Joe Biden's policies.
How many more terrorists are in our country because Joe Biden opened up the southern border?
Sources say these men were all, quote, fully vetted at the border, but somehow nothing was flagged, so they were let right in. Former ICE Director Tom Homan says these suspected terrorists were later found in L.A., Philadelphia, and New York City.
And would you be surprised if they showed up in Bozeman, Montana, eventually? Here's Texas Senator Ted Cruz on with Sean Hannity last night.
Probably enemies of our state. Look, they are invading this country. And one thing to understand, it's not just Biden. Every single Democrat in the Senate has voted for these open borders over and over and over again. They go, John Tester goes to Montana and he tries to pretend he's not for open borders. And then he votes for open borders over and over and over again. Bob Casey in Ohio, in Pennsylvania does this, the same thing. Sherrod Brown in Ohio. My opponent in Texas, Colin Allred, has voted over and over and over again in favor of open borders, against deporting criminal illegal aliens who physically assault police officers. This is the position of today's Democrat Party. They look at open borders, and it is their policy. It's what they want, because they see them all as future Democrat voters. And if people have to die to keep them in power, sadly, Democrats are willing to do that.
The state of Texas, honestly.
And anyway, there you go. That was Texas Senator Ted Cruz. I shared that video clip. Go to x.com/Aaron Flint. You can see the video as well. All right, we got phone lines open for you. 406-294-0970. Phone lines open here for the full 8 o'clock hour.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Now, could you imagine if these eight Tajik nationals had showed up in Kalispell, Montana? Could you just imagine if they showed up in Kalispell, Montana? I mean, think about it. They walked across the southern border, and they were met by Border Patrol agents. And the Border Patrol agents followed the procedures that Joe Biden and John Tester demand that they follow. And Mayorkas, they followed all the procedures. And yet they got allowed into this country. And I'll have to read more on the story to see where they traveled to, where all they were able to fly to. But could you just imagine if one of these NGOs decided to fly them to Kalispell, Montana? What would happen if they flew into Kalispell, Montana? Well, we all know exactly what would have happened had these Tajik nationals flown into Kalispell, Montana. They would have been welcomed with open arms by Ron Gerson, the chairman of the Flathead County Democrats, and his Valley Neighbors organization. He would have, "Won't you be my neighbor?" would have been the response from Valley Neighbors. Because that's what they have openly admitted. This outfit has openly admitted on their website that they will assist migrants of any documented or undocumented status. So they have openly acknowledged that they will assist illegal aliens, people who have broken the laws of this country. They will aid and abet illegal aliens. They will help traffic illegal aliens into the Flathead Valley. So wouldn't that have been an awkward call? Hey, Ron, your new neighbors there, we're going to have to come and grab those guys because some new information has come to light. But that's basically what happened here. Anyway, FoxNews.com has this story. The senator who warned in February about the potential for terrorists to slip into the country across the southern border is continuing to sound the alarm. Montana Senator Steve Daines telling Fox News Digital that he hopes the arrest of eight suspects with ties to ISIS serves as a wake-up call for President Biden. His comments come after a joint U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Federal Bureau of Investigation sting resulted in the arrests of eight Tajikistan nationals with ties to the Islamic State in recent days. The arrests occurred in, oh, here we go, New York City, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia, but all eight suspects had originally crossed the southern border illegally, according to a federal source familiar with the sting. But Daines had been raising concerns about such a possibility, especially from Central Asia, for months. Here's what Senator Steve Daines had to say yesterday during the weekly Senate leadership press conference.
A few months ago, in fact, around the February time frame, some high-level individuals from Central Asia came and saw me in my office. They warned us that there were tens of thousands of Central Asians streaming across our southern border over the course of the last year. They were concerned that some of those Central Asians had terror intent. Then just yesterday, the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force and Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested eight Tajikistan ISIS members in Los Angeles, New York, and Philadelphia. It used to be JFK was the entry point before Joe Biden was president. They all came through the southern border. This is the same group that on March 22nd of this year attacked the Moscow concert hall, killing 145 innocents and wounding hundreds of others and setting the place on fire. You would think that illegals coming in from Tajikistan might alarm the Biden administration after they saw what happened at the Moscow concert hall about 3 months ago. In fact, one of those that they arrested last night had been detained and then released again at the southern border. Another one had used the Biden design, Homeland Security design, CBP One app. The only thing more shocking than our unsecure southern border is that we haven't had a terror attack on our soil yet. Make no mistake, it was Joe Biden who rolled back the successful Trump policies that kept this nation and our southern border much safer. It was Joe Biden who made the border a lot more unsecure. And it was Senate Democrats who enabled him the past 3.5 years. But rest assured, it'll be the American people who ultimately hold them accountable come November.
All right. Yeah, that was Montana Senator Steve Daines, also the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. By the way, I think he and fellow Senate Republicans are meeting with President Donald J. Trump, President Donald J. Trump on Capitol Hill this morning, I believe, as we speak. I think he's specifically doing a sit down with the NRSC as well on this particular story. Rob O'Neill, our friend Rob O'Neill, the Navy SEAL from Butte, Montana, who killed Osama bin Laden, he said this via X yesterday afternoon. 20 plus years ago, my friends and I went around the world to fight the enemy for our country. Now, the government is letting the enemy in our country for votes. For votes. Rob O'Neill via X.com. Great remarks. Tim Sheehy weighs in as well, because he, like many of us, also served after the 9/11 terror attacks. So we know exactly what is potentially awaiting this country.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Fleck.
Hey, where's Francis and Big Fork at this morning? I was thinking Francis might be on the phone lines just about now. Oh, wait, I see where Francis and Big Fork is at right now. Hey, if you guys heard my interview yesterday with Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrat congresswoman and fellow Iraq war veteran Tulsi Gabbard, I told you, hey, she is calling out liberal Senator John Tester, and she is fully endorsing Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy in this U.S. Senate race. That is massive. That is huge to have a prominent former Democrat congresswoman like Tulsi Gabbard endorse the Republican U.S. Senate candidate here in Montana. I think that's definitely going to appeal to more centrist women voters, maybe even some more liberal leaning women voters as well. Because, I think this radical transgender agenda, targeting kids, taking away girls' sports opportunities, allowing men into girls' locker rooms. Look, I don't care how liberal you are. Why would you support that type of craziness, right? Unless you're one of these cultural Marxists that totally wants to upend America. Why would you support this craziness? And you see how crazy things are. Just look at your grocery bill. Anyway, I just got a great photograph from Bob Heron. Bob Heron sent me a great photo. Here's Francis from Big Fork waiting for the event to start. They are at the big rally that starts here in about 6 minutes. A big rally in Kalispell taking place at Snowline Acres. Tim Sheehy and Tulsi Gabbard, that's their first rally of the day. Save America Kalispell is basically, if you search Save America Kalispell, it should pull up all the details for that event if you think you can get there kind of last minute and sign up. But for those of you in the Bozeman area, like if you're listening in Butte, Bozeman, Three Forks, Livingston area, right? Heck, even if you're... Heck, even if you're in Billings right now, you could make the Bozeman Rally. That doesn't start till 3:30 this afternoon. It's at the Rockin' TJ Ranch in Bozeman. I've got all the details, including links to sign up for a ticket, a free ticket. Go to MontanaTalks.com. But, yeah, if you missed our conversation with Tulsi Gabbard yesterday, that audio is there. But, Bob Heron, thanks for sending the great photo of our friend Francis from Big Fork. There at the Tim Sheehy, Tulsi Gabbard rally about to start here in just a couple of minutes. All right. Phone lines are open for you. If you got something you want to talk about or you want to jump in on the conversation here, 406-294-0970. Or you can message us on our Montana Talks app as well. Let's see. We were talking about these eight suspected ISIS terrorists who crossed the border. We're questioned by Border Patrol officials, and because of Joe Biden's lax policies and because apparently of lack of information sharing in our own federal government, these terrorist suspects were allowed to walk freely in our country. Now, thankfully, somebody tipped off the FBI and ICE, and eventually they went and rounded these guys up. But again, this begs the question. These are just the ones we know about. There's millions of gotaways that were never even questioned by Border Patrol agents, which means we also didn't get the biometrics of these individuals. So these are just the terrorist suspects that we know about. How many others have already snuck into this country right now? I saw Sheriff Mark Lamb. Have you guys heard of Sheriff Lamb before? He's a rock solid sheriff on the southern border. I got the chance to meet him at the SHOT Show a few years ago. Actually, he came up to me. He was walking past our Montana Talks booth on Radio Row at the SHOT Show down in Las Vegas, and he saw the sticker that I had on my my laptop computer. I've got a few stickers on my laptop computer right now that I use when I take the show on the road, and one of them is a eat beef and lamb, because the West wasn't one on salad. That's a sticker that I got from my friend Russell Nimitz, so I've got that on my laptop there. So Sheriff Lamb really liked my beef and lamb sticker on my laptop. But anyway, he was on Fox News at night last night talking about, you know, the challenge facing our Border Patrol agents right now, given the fact that their hands are tied behind their back by Joe Biden and John Tester's policies. By the way, Sheriff Jesse Slaughter out of Great Falls was telling me that apparently Sheriff Lamb is going to be in Montana here pretty soon. So I'm hoping I get a chance to run into him once again. Anyway, here is Sheriff Lamb last night on Fox at Night.
Look, the inspector told him something that we've been telling him as sheriffs for a long time. We've been telling him since they took over that if they didn't tighten up these reins and do something about the border and protect it instead of these open border policies, that we would put ourselves at risk. You know, the Border Patrol guys tell me they're only able to vet about 5% of the people that come in. Many of these countries that these people are coming from, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, the Tajikistan, all of these countries, do you think they have a very robust system for vetting people even in their home countries? No. So not only do we not get information from there, we have very poor vetting going on our side. And it's not a surprise that this is what the inspector came up with. But the people that pay the price for it are going to be the American people.
And it's amazing to me, Sheriff, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but it's amazing to me because we know that the people coming from these countries, the illegal immigrants, including the bad guys, know that the United States has a weak security system when it comes to the border and a crappy vetting process. And so that's dangerous information they have against us.
Absolutely. And whatever information they don't have, the cartels give them. They tell them exactly what they need to say when they come across. If when you're interviewing these people or talking to these people, they have the same answers. They know exactly what to say so that the government, our government, will give them asylum or give them a court date for 2030 or 2032, 5, 6, 7 years from now before they're able to see a judge. That's a real problem. And it puts us at a very, very high risk. And you know what? They're confirming it now with their own inspectors.
All right. Yeah, that was Sheriff Mark Lamb. And yeah, hope I get a chance to see him here in Montana in the next couple weeks or so. All right, let's go into your phone calls, 406-294-0970. First up, let's go to Arnie in Boyd. Arnie, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. Say, listen, I don't understand why the G and Porky or the local sheriffs don't start picking up these illegals that are in Montana and start vetting them and sending them out of here. Why can't they do that?
Well, if you know who they are, if you know who they are and you have probable cause to go in and question them and then detain them, but then the hard part is how do you deport them? Because right now the Biden tester regime refuses to deport them, and they will block you from doing so. So that's why this U.S. Senate race here in Montana is so critical.
I think that, you know, they got control of the sheriffs and the governor's got control of this here. They just need to do it. I mean, we got these people around here. We don't know what their background is, and pedophiles and terrorists and all that. They need to do stuff. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Arnie. Great to hear from you. 406-294-0970. Obviously, they've had several illegal aliens that have shown up in jail in Gallatin County. And the reason why we know is because when you look at the jail roster, you will see that they are on an ICE hold, what's referred to as an ICE hold. Well, they shouldn't just be on an ICE hold. They should be deported. But that's what Joe Biden and John Tester are refusing to do right now. Now, then again, if they commit, horrific crimes, then maybe it is better that we hold on to them, prosecute them, keep them behind bars, because even if we were able to deport them, you know what's going to happen. They're going to just walk right back through again and break right back into this country, given the porous southern border under the Joe Biden, John Tester regime. All right, let's go to John Sinrud in Kalispell. John, thanks for calling in. What's going on?
Oh, Aaron, I just want to let you all know that the city of Bozeman over the weekend had a Tenants United over at the Pilgrim Church meeting in regards to having the city of Bozeman pay for legal assistance to all the tenants that are going through a lawful eviction process. And the Montana Landlords Association is putting a meeting on at the Holiday Inn Express on Monday at 6 p.m. to discuss that. And what the proposal is from the city of Bozeman, from what I understand, and their new deputy mayor, Joey Morrison, is that they're going to take the money, roughly $700,000, out of the law enforcement budget and the cemetery budget to pay for tenants that have gone or are going through a legal eviction to have legal representation.
Wow. So they're going to strip law enforcement funds out so that some left-wing organization can sue property owners, basically sue the people that pay the property taxes in the first place.
That is correct. This is absolutely insane. They have mentioned in their documentation that there are 17 cities around the nation that are taking taxpayer-funded monies to defend tenants for doing unlawful acts within a rental unit, and they want to be the 18th city to do that in the nation.
So if you have a rental property, you know, you're trying to put your kid through college, so you own a place to rent out, And so that's some extra income for you. And then you get somebody in there and they're using it for drugs, or they're using it for or they're just trashing the place. You want to kick them out. They're going to get your taxpayer dollars to sue you. And then you got to it's just crazy. But look at this. Look at the liberal city government, the radical left wing city government they've got in Bozeman. The hits keep on a coming. John Sinrud, hold that thought. Of course, John Sinrud is with the Montana Landlords Association, so he's been following this issue very closely.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Roberta says, Roberta is on the road to Great Falls, called in with a question. Have you heard of the group Montanans for Tester? She says they have contacted her. I'm assuming it's just another one of these Chuck Schumer out-of-state funded outfits, another phony group. They're trying to get Montanans to support Tester. I would almost guarantee that it is not Montanans for Tester. It is Chuck Schumer, once again, the guy that I ran into at the airport on Sunday. It is Chuck Schumer because you know Chuck Schumer and John Tester, they are one in the same. You know, I won't go through the whole story again. I wrote about it on our Montana Talks website as well. But when I ran into Chuck Schumer while I was sitting down having a cup of coffee waiting for my flight, I simply said, "Hey, Chuck, we're going to defeat John Tester in Montana this November." And boy, he whipped around and the look that he gave, you can just tell he takes this race very serious because he knows how important it is to the radical left, how important that race is to Chuck Schumer. So my question back to everybody else is, how important is this race to you? And what are you going to do to counteract what Chuck Schumer's doing out there? Roberta, thanks for calling in and leaving that message with our producer, Travis. Phone lines are open as well. If you want to give us a call and talk on the radio, feel free. 406-294-0970. We're going to have a pretty packed lineup in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. So, if you got something you want to talk about, give us a call here in this extra hour of Montana Talks in this 8 o'clock hour. That's why it's so great that we have this because, we just so quickly run out of time in that 9 o'clock hour. Back to John Sinrud in Kalispell. John Sinrud was a great legislator serving in the Montana legislature out of the Gallatin Valley area. And then, of course, now represents the Montana Landlords Association. But, John, I saw a story. I think KBZK Television had a story about this outfit that is, this looks like another wolf in sheep's clothing. Oh, because we know, look, rent is high. To try to build a house in the Bozeman area right now is challenging, right? Given all the regulations and given the demand and given the interest rates. But there are people who are struggling, but let's be honest, what the radical left wants to do here is they want to stand up for people that are trashing homes. They want to stand up for people that are dealing drugs or making drugs inside of homes. And then on top of that, look at what we've seen with these illegal aliens squatting in rental properties across the country. That's another question I have. Will this left-wing group in Bozeman demand that the taxpayers fund the legal expenses of squatters squatting in rental properties in the Gallatin Valley?
Well, that's the whole point. I mean, even squatters, there's no such thing as squatters anyways within the Montana Code annotated. However, the problem is that, one, it's a law enforcement issue because that is what the county attorneys determine that a squatter may or may not have property rights, that literally there's no legal contract. But you take a look at what is going on in Bozeman, and Bozeman City Council since the mid-90s have gone so far to the left, and they continue to go to the left. And all they do is jack up property taxes, which if you look at the property taxes, it is not controlled by the state. The state only controls the value of a mill. And if the state were to reduce the value of a mill, thus limiting the amount of value an individual property owner is going to pay on the property taxes, all the city's going to do, because of the wonderful electorate that vote for these people, they're just going to jack up the number of mills that are charged. So it's like a dog trying to chase its tail. It will never be caught up until somebody cuts the tail off.
So what can people do to oppose this then if they want to stand up? I mean, obviously they can speak before the city commission there and urge them to reject this type of effort to use their taxpayer dollars against them. But are there other things they can do to, I mean, team up with you at the Landlords Association or something else?
Well, they can work with the Landlords Association, but that is, you know, that's just a drop in the bucket. They need to start getting individuals in there that are willing to run, that are willing to put money in. Individual electorate, the people, are to help fund these individuals, get out and work for those good candidates, if you're going to start bringing government back under control. Because it's supposed to be government is by the people, for the people, of the people. Well, if the people are lazy and they don't do anything, then what do you expect? You're going to get the activist leftist groups out there, like the Joey Morrison groups, the Tenants United, that are paid for by these ultra-wealthy out-of-staters, just like, quote, conservatives for the number, Montana, who end up getting $150,000 from out-of-state organizations to go against good conservative candidates. And the electorate is uninformed. They don't care about it. And then all of a sudden, oh, it's election day. And then they say, who do I vote for? And the only way a good government actually exists is when you have good people that are informed, that make the decisions and vote for the people that best represent the Constitution, property rights, and individual freedoms. And what the city of Bozeman is doing is saying, well, one, I could care less about the homeless population. I could care less about all these squatters out there. I could care less about, oh, let's rename it. Instead, it used to be bums, it used to be hobos, now it was homeless, now it is those that are camping and all of this other stuff. They just keep renaming the same thing, and all we need to do is go back to what it originally is. They're individuals that sometimes, by no fault of themselves, issues happen, and the family has been dissipated by the left. But if people want to actually make a choice, make a good informed decision, get involved, and why not have good people run for what the city and the county of Gallatin County had done in the city of Bozeman, is the study commissions on how good is our government. Do we need to change our government? The Constitution requires that the cities, the electorate in those cities and counties say, do we need to change our government? Get involved, get inspired, because this is not about today. This is about your future.
Yeah, because these local government reviews, I think I read that about one third of them actually passed across the state of Montana. And I think in a sign of frustration for Bozeman voters, Bozeman voters actually approved having a review of their local city government. And so, yeah, get involved in the process. Great message there, John Sinrod. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to KJJR. Next up on the phone line. And by the way, speaking of Gallatin County, I got a chance last week. I ran into David Dickey, Republican candidate for Gallatin County Commissioner. And anyway, it was great to get a chance to run into him. And I think our friend Tammy Hall had him on the radio while I was out last Thursday and Friday at attending that memorial dedication at the Marine Corps Museum back just outside of Quantico. So yeah, I'm sure a few of you got a chance to listen in on that. But yeah, David Dickey just seems like a great candidate for Gallatin County. Bring some common sense there. All right. Next up on the phone lines, let's go to George in Laurel. George, what's going on?
Hey, I hear that I missed the discussion, but I had someone ring my doorbell in the middle of the day, and I went out, and he said, hey, we're seeking signatures for our petition for women's reproductive rights and something else. And I said, hell no.
Yeah, declined to sign that one, right?
I couldn't believe that. In the middle of the day, they're going around. But I'm on the West End, and I hear there's someone else going around, too. So just as a heads up.
So sounds like this guy that was at your door, probably a paid signature gatherer, paid funded by the Planned Parenthood radical left, was promoting this CI-128, which basically would enact abortion on demand all the way up until the due date, and they would put that in our Montana Constitution. It's crazy.
And I thought about asking him if this was a move to abort unborn children. But unfortunately, the first thing out of my mouth and the first thought out of my mouth was that. So just heads up to everyone. Have a great day.
Well, I think you could call that righteous anger, I think, you know, if you said something, you know, in haste in that regard. Because if you look at what they're trying to do here, abortion on demand, no limits, all the way up until the due date. That's what they're trying to do, but they're using deceptive language to try to get this across the finish line. So I think that would be considered righteous anger, given just how evil that is, that they're what they're promoting right now. All right, 294-0970, the number for you.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, we got the latest inflation numbers year over year. Again, the last 4 months have been 3.2% year over year, 3.5% year over year, 3.4% year over year. And in May, it's 3.3% year over year. But they say less than expected. Less than expected? I thought inflation, oh, we're done with that. It's under control. You know, consumer price index. What does it mean? You're still paying about 12 grand more for the very things you were buying back in 2020. The economy is in a horrible state, and the economy is not working for the American people. And you have 25% of Americans that are foregoing meals. I mean, at some point, when do we say enough is enough?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
MVDExpress.com. Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, she's on the phone lines. This is great. Roberta calling in from Moore, Montana. Roberta, stand by for just a second. I got a quick message here from Shane in East Helena on the Montana Talks app. Shane says this: good morning, Aaron, and mega dittos. Could you shoot Tim Sheehy a quick message to promote the conservative Supreme Court candidates as well? They are extremely important as well. I do mean extremely important. No, that's a great idea, Shane. Yeah, especially at these events with Tulsi Gabbard, you know, two veterans on the stage there. Tulsi Gabbard a veteran. Tim Sheehy, a veteran. You know, Corey Swanson, three tours in Iraq. Corey Swanson is the candidate for Supreme Court Chief Justice here in Montana. And so all of our veterans need to know that for sure. Let's go to Roberta in Moore. Roberta, thanks for calling in.
Yes, good morning. I just wondered if any folks were following this group, Montanans for Tester, that's all over Facebook. They've been putting out some pretty provocative stuff, claiming that Tester is, you know, that working dirt farmer, and spreading some lies about upcoming Senator Sheehy. So I decided just to poke the bear, because I enjoy doing that once in a while. And so when they were talking about how Sheehy was lying about some of his past or whatever, I said, well, is that like Tester claiming he's a dirt farmer? And that seemed to have bothered some guy named Bishop. And the next thing I know, we were engaged in a little bit of back and forth. But it was so important to them that the image of Tester as this, you know, poor working farmer was kind of supported, that they had these other people start contacting me to assure me that they see him working out in the fields all the time.
I mean, how many weekends does John Tester actually get back to the photo op farm? I mean, he's a United States senator. He is supposed to be working for we the people. So he spent $1.2 million at fancy Washington, D.C. restaurants. How did he do that if he's farming all the time, right? It's just that narrative may have worked in 2006, but it's a straight up fake phony narrative right now.
Well, I certainly hope so. I just wanted to counter them and tell them, well, my goodness, if he's in the field all the time and you see him working all the time, who's back in Washington eating at all those fancy restaurants?
So exactly.
I was just enjoying poking them back a little bit, but I was wondering just who was behind the Montanans for Tester, and I just wanted to call in and see if you had any idea who it was, and just to let you know that a few of us are poking back at him because we're pretty sick of the lies.
Well, we know who's behind him, Chuck Schumer. California liberal left-wing Democrats. That's who is all behind those fake phony organizations. Roberta, thanks for calling in. That was great. Let's see. You know what I can do? No, I better get this message out first. I was going to try to sneak in one more phone call here, but I got to get this important message out because, man, it's summertime. People are wanting to get out and golf and hike and maybe do some water skiing. Maybe you get that glassy lake water skiing opportunity. And then you realize, like, oh, man, I can't do that. I got these knees, I got these hips, I got this lower back, and it's blocking you from getting out and enjoying the outdoors here in Montana. Or maybe you're thinking, God, I can't haul out an elk anymore because I just got these pain in my joints. Well, let me tell you about QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics specializes in regenerative medicine, natural pain relief. What they do is they take the healing properties that are already in your body and they consolidate them down and they put them directly into your achy joints. And so basically you get relief without surgery and without the potential of getting hooked on those painkiller drugs. QC Kinetics is now boots on the ground in Montana. And you can get a free consultation to see if this is something that's right for you. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. All right, we're going to talk about fish in the big hole. A new study just came out. That's later on, plus Henry Kriegel from AFP Montana.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.